This feast of St. Joseph the Worker comes at a perfect time for us because you all have work to do. And it's important that you do that work, that you actually do that work, because this is also the time of year where, as you have work to do to finish out the semester, the immense creativity of procrastination comes forward. Immense. It is absolutely hilarious to watch how much people avoid the work that they need to do and how creative they are in finding that. It's like, so how was your weekend? Oh, it was good. Yeah. Were you busy studying? No, man. Like, I had to play on 18 softball teams because all my friends needed me so bad, right? So I was super, super busy, right, with that, right? Okay, all right. Well, what else? You know, like, oh, and then I had to go see Avengers Endgame 8 times, right? Because I just need to figure out how that ending worked, right? And so it was really important, right? Because this is a huge cultural moment, you know? Like, it's amazing. Like, it's totally not possible for me to not see it 7 days later, right? After I'm done with the work I need to do. Nope, I need to do it right now, immediately, right? Or for those of you who are more type A, it's like, yes, this room, which hasn't been cleaned all semester, it is now going to be the cleanest room in the dorm ever because I can't study with that dust particle right there. There's no way I can. And so now I will be all about that. I'm going to clean, clean, clean. And then this friend I've never talked to in my life, who I just met yesterday, I want to spend time with her. I don't even know her name. I don't even remember who she is, but it's really important that I'm here available for her. So we're going to go to coffee, and we're going to share deep things, right? All of it. It's incredible to watch, okay? I understand it. I was in your place at one point. However, it's not good for you to avoid your work, right? Now, let's talk about why do we avoid it? Well, because we're afraid of actually digging in. And it's hard. Work is hard. You know what? So is life. Life is hard, right? So you get after it. And the sign of maturity is a willingness to say, yeah, you know, I probably don't prefer that. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to walk forward. And I'm going to take care of my responsibility. You have a responsibility. You see, that's the thing that we're really losing as a culture. Everybody wants to claim their rights, but nobody wants to claim responsibilities. That's a huge problem. It's a problem even in the church. Jesus calls us into freedom, but the freedom he calls us into is absolutely connected to truth. St. John Paul II, right? Splendor veritatis, right? Or veritatis splendor, the splendor of the truth, right? And he talks about truth and freedom together. And truth is another way of living in reality, and living in reality is another way of taking responsibility. So you have to take responsibility if you want to be free. That's so important. You have responsibilities right now. You have responsibilities in your classes. You need to take care of those responsibilities. You need to be faithful to those. Because how in the world are you going to be faithful to the big things in life if you can't sit down and get your 3-page paper done? You ever thought about that? Like, do you think, like, magically all of a sudden you're going to be able to do the big thing in life if you've never done the small thing in life? It doesn't work that way. That's not the way our hearts work. That's not the way we're forming ourselves to become something better. It doesn't just snap our fingers and all of a sudden we have this capacity. We actually have to dig in and do the work that allows us to have the virtue that shapes and forms our character, so when the big stuff happens, we are formed and ready. St. Joseph was that way. Jesus was that way. In fact, Jesus says, whoever's faithful in small matters will be faithful in large ones. Whoever is unfaithful in small matters will be unfaithful in large ones. Jesus says that. It's totally true. It's absolutely true. Now, I understand. It's the end of the semester. Everyone's running around like crazy, right? Everyone's stressed out, strung out. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, what are we doing, right? Well, what are we doing? That's the question I want to ask people. What are we doing? OK, Because in these busy times, the first thing to go is our closeness to Jesus Christ in prayer. And the anxiety ramps up and the avoidance ramps up and everybody's anxious, and then you have to anesthetize that anxiety somehow, right? By doing silly things or doing sinful things, unfortunately, as well. And none of it works. But Jesus opens another way, right? So Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me. Jesus beckons us and says, come. Come to me. How's your prayer life in this busy time? Are you making time for Jesus? Are you intentionally showing up? Intentionally showing up. Choosing, deciding to show up, to be with Jesus in prayer. When we do that, he gives us rest, okay? But now, listen, here's the rest of that passage. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, I will give you rest. And then immediately, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. What's the yoke? The yoke is an instrument of labor. It's an instrument of work. It's what two oxen would have over them to plow the field. So Jesus says, oh, I'll give you rest. Get to work. And he does, and that's what he means. It's not like he just like, oh, wait, oops, sorry, I lost my train of thought. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We are about the work of the Lord. And friends, you need to see all the small things that you're in responsibility for right now in connection to Jesus. What does St. Paul say to the Colossians? Whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the things. And that's why, do you see how the avoidance is bad? So your project that you don't want to get done, the chapter you don't want to read, the paper you don't want to write, avoiding that responsibility means that you have not integrated the truth of the matter. And the truth of the matter is that everything is meant to be offered to Jesus Christ. Everything is meant to be done for him. Everything is meant to be done through him, with him, in him. And when we separate out our lives and we compartmentalize and then we avoid our responsibilities, it just shows that we have not matured into the most essential reality, which is that all that we do, the daily work of our tasks, our responsibilities, our duties, that daily work is the way that we enter into further relationship with the Lord. How else is it supposed to happen? Magically, that we serve him like in this nice alternative reality? No, it happens incarnationally in the daily duties. That's how we show that we are working for the Lord, that we are working with the Lord, that we are working in the Lord, that we are about the Father's work just as Jesus was. Does it involve some suffering? You bet. You bet it does. Take up your cross. Follow me. Deny yourself daily, Jesus says. Right? Yeah, it's not always fun. Who said it ever would be? And friends, as we run from responsibilities, we don't get more free. We get less free. And some of you know that. I'm speaking truth to some of you right now. Especially those of you who are like signing up for the cross-country team of running from responsibility, okay? You don't get more free as you run. You get less free. As you take up your responsibility, as you take up the yoke of the Lord who has asked you right now to fulfill the duties of a life of a student, he has asked you that. That is your vocation right now in life. as you take up that yoke, as you work with Jesus and in Jesus, as you take up that responsibility, then you become free. And you're formed in a freedom of heart that gives you virtue. And that virtue shapes your character, and that's the person you are. It's also the person you can become. To run from that is to run from everything. So stop running. Or let's say it this way. Run to the Lord. Come to me. And he's going to call you into responsibility. And he's going to call you into freedom. And then he's going to call you into joy, because that's how it works. St. Joseph was that way. St. Joseph the worker, right? He made a crucial decision. He had his annunciation just like Mary did, where she says, yes, let it be done. He says, yes, let it be done. And once he made that decision, he says yes to the plan of the angel. He acts upon that plan. Once he says yes, he becomes a man of deliberate action, whose whole life, whose whole work, the whole project of his life was about Jesus and was about the Blessed Mother. And he was a free man. He was a real man because he had committed to the only thing that matters, Jesus and his will, the work of the kingdom. That's why it's such a great day for us. It's a perfect time in this time of year. Who do you want to be? Do you want to run? Do you want to avoid? Do you want to have the anxiety that comes with fleeing from what you're called to do? Or do you want to move toward Jesus? Come to me. Do you want to bring your labors and your burdens to him? Do you want to let him give you rest so that you can get to work? Well, let's choose wisely. St. Joseph did. He's praying for you right now. He's praying for you always. May we learn from him. And may we ask him to be our guide, to help us truly be about the work of the kingdom, to say yes to that in responsibility, in freedom, and in joy. St. Joseph, pray for us.